right, so on today's episode of the podcast, we talked about how I picked up my kids from summer camp in style. At least I think it was in style. You may think it's cheesy, I don't know, but you're going to hear what I did, how much I spent, and how you can probably do the same thing really easy, all in this podcast, as well as Ashley and I highlighting how busy this station is. We are so fortunate to be a part of a station that is so active. Everything from Mitchell Tenpenny tickets that we're giving you in the O-Town Showdown. He's got a huge following. Country Thunder 3-day festival tickets, so you can enjoy Old Dominion, Eric Church, Dierks Bentley, and those are just the headliners, not mentioning all the artists leading up to their actual times on stage. And of course, that big Chris Lane Nashville getaway, all in this podcast that starts right now. Okay, so here we are on your Manic Monday.
Woohoo!
Man, by the way, it's going to be 93 today.
My mom sent me a picture of her in Dash yesterday, and it was like 102. She goes, it's coming down to 100. Oh my gosh, it is hot.
Man, I wanted to give some love to those of you who work at the grocery stores, okay? Any of those markets, just thank you so much. On Friday, I had an experience after the morning show. I told you all that I was going to pick up the kids and the wife from the airport from summer camp. And so I went to Publix because, you know, I wanted to do things a little extra. Got balloons. And I had a really great conversation with the dude who was blowing up the balloons, who worked in a different department.
Right.
But gets called out of that department to go ahead and do the balloons.
Yeah.
And I think about all of y'all, you know, regardless what department it is, whether you're in the butcher department working with the meats, you know, whether you're up front working with the customers, you know. And it is interesting at the Publix in Winter Garden, where I shop, there'll be a lot of times where I'm at the register and the person behind the register will say hello to, like, whoever's in front of me or behind me. They have that kind of rapport with the community, that they're like, hey, Ted, how are you?
Right.
You know, and blah, 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 as they beep, beep, you know, scanning stuff out and just so appreciative. So I know you guys and girls are getting up and getting ready. And to the management staff out there, thank you so much.
And they get pulled in when you, like you said, from other departments. They might work in produce and they have to come do the balloons. And you know, as soon as they get the, hey, I need somebody over in balloons, they are not thrilled with whoever is there. But to Obi's point, just know, like, it was for a really cool moment. So you help make somebody's day.
Yeah.
By doing that.
And again, you know, he didn't know that was going to happen. And he made my day. So here I am giving him a shout out. I wish I would have kept his name. But at Publix, that Winter Garden, dude who was a balloon dude. I don't know. There's only two guys that I've ever worked with. So thank you guys and gals all over Central Florida for what you do. The national anthem this morning out to you. K92.3, it is 6:24, Obi and Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's 78 right now. It's going to be one of those days where it's going to be 93. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, summer. And hey, so here, let's talk about that, because this is Camp K92.3. We decided something way at the beginning of summer. While everyone's enjoying their summer breaks, you know, we wanted to do something special here where we provide you with some experiences. So we've been across the board, and this time, this week, it has changed up again.
Yeah, so if you remember, let's rewind. A few weeks ago, we were sending you to Captiva Island. You were getting all kinds of qualifiers for local stuff to do. So 8 a.m. today, that's going to kick off our next grand prize trip. And we're sending you to Nashville this time. So put away the bathing suits and bring out the boots, because you're going to Nashville to see Chris Lane. You're going to get to go explore the town. And also, just to qualify, we're getting you the Orlando Science Center tickets. So that, again, starts at 8 o'clock, will happen at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4. So that alone, a grand prize trip where you're headed to Nashville, is a trip that K92.3 is sending you on.
Yeah, so, okay, so Ash just said that that's going to happen at 8, 1, and 4. Okay, so let's talk about before that, because at 7:10, we've got Mitchell Tenpenny tickets. See, you're going to hear a lot of excitement here, because, I mean, quite frankly, there are other stations around the country that just aren't as busy as K92.3.
In Orlando, too. Think about it. This market, there's always stuff going on.
Yeah, so, okay, Mitchell Tenpenny, he's got a huge following, and we want to send you with the O-Town Showdown a little later on today. So say you're like, oh, man, Obi Ashley, like, I'm going to be able to be listening maybe around 5.
Yep.
What do you got for me at 5?
3-day passes to Country Thunder, because now, if you think about it, we're literally in the last week of July this week.
Yeah.
Then we're in August. Then 1 month from August is September 10th through the 12th is the Country Thunder Festival, a 3-day festival. So to have 3-day passes to all of that and be able to see every single artist, not even have to worry about buying your ticket.
Yeah.
We'll get that out of the way for you. So Slater has that for you this afternoon.
Yeah, and that's where the Friday night, your headliner's Old Dominion. Saturday night, your headliner's Eric Church. Sunday night, your headliner's Dierks Bentley. And all the artists leading up to all those artists that day. So all that's happening here on K92.3. A lot going on. So just kind of hang out with us all day. So whether you got to stream us at work, or you stream us on the way home, or you listen to us on the way home, get the kids listening. There's a lot going on.
Busy, busy.
Speaking of kids, speaking of busy, busy, I told you all that I was picking up the kids from the airport with the wife, right?
You were gone a whole week without them all last week.
Yeah, so how did pickup go at 10:40 on Friday night? I'll tell you next. K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. Hey, don't forget about those Mitchell 10 penny tickets. We started them today. And that's right around the corner here at 7:10 with the O-Town Showdown. Okay, so I picked up the kids on Friday night. They had spent an entire week in summer camp. Wife went up there, so this way she could kind of like be there. And my youngest daughter couldn't go and stay the night. Like, she had to be like part of a day camp, so the wife would have to go pick her up. So
where in South Carolina was it?
I don't remember what town or what it is. I know it's Camp Canaan.
Close.
That's what it. Oh, and the owner's family lives here in Clermont.
Cool.
Because the kids said, "Dad, have you been talking about this?" Because they got wind of it up in Cape Canaan. So there you go. That's K92.3's reach.
Of course, Dad's talking about it. He misses you. So we know how you dealt with it. We heard from Obi last week. He ate out every night.
I did.
All kinds of junk.
I did.
He reveled in being a single man for a week.
It was so good. So picking up the kids was fun. I wanted to do it in style because the wife had such a crappy time. Like, literally the first Airbnb that they left out of the description that there was no AC. I guess in South Carolina.
How do you leave that out?
In South Carolina, that's okay though, because there are winter months. But anyways,
so hot.
And then the hotel that she checked into had fleas.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! And she's got the baby who's teething. So anyways, I said, you know what? Let me pick them up in style. So here we go. I wrote it down. All right, you ready for this? $4 in white shoe polish.
Yeah.
I wrote welcome Diaz's. I even posted this on the K Nation Facebook page.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. So it says, welcome home, Diaz's. I wrote all their names on the car.
Cute.
And then I picked up $14 worth of flowers at Publix.
Nice.
That was at 6 o'clock this morning. We sent a shout out to anybody who has to blow up balloons, because that Publix dude blew up balloons for me too. That was $8 in balloons. And then $10 in their favorite beverages, and I packed a little cooler so this way they could have some refreshments.
So thoughtful.
Upon arrival.
Hey, that was very creative. I got to give it to you.
Yeah,
so were they surprised? Were they like, oh my gosh?
Yeah, I think, you know, who I wasn't ready for was, I wasn't ready for like Oliver, who's the 7-month-old.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for like his way to receive me. And so he kind of stared at me, you know, after a whole week of not seeing me. He stared at me like for a good solid 2 minutes, like, like,
where have you been?
Did you decide not to come? The look on his face was just priceless. And then finally he cracked open a smile.
Aww.
And just, oh man, it was so good.
And the wife, the kids, how was the overall camp experience? Because your son had went last summer, your two girls, this was their first away camp.
Both of them had a great time. Kennedy, who's my middle child, she probably would have never paddleboarded in her life. And she did it there.
Nice.
You know, my son, who went paintballing here in Orlando, he went paintballing maybe about 2 years ago. And him and all his buddies, like, they got shot up and they were all, like, crying about it. Well, this year he came back and he's like, Dad, I got shot here. I got shot here. Dad, we set a perimeter around these guys. And, I mean, like, talking about strategy.
Fun.
So all in all, great investment.
Because you did say Zach's your oldest, and he's the boy.
Yeah.
You said last year he came back like a changed man as in a kid, yes, but still matured. Have you seen anything yet in Kennedy? Because the other younger one's still pretty young, but...
No, not much. Not much from Kennedy. I mean, she even told us, she's like, yeah, I'm good. I don't have to do it again next year. We're like, oh my God.
You're like, we were sending you for a reason.
I know.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So I had the TV on, I think it was Friday afternoon, and, you know, kind of in the background, I could hear things, and you heard the song of the opening Olympics. It was the Imagine by Yoko Ono, and there was all types of artists. I looked at the TV one time, didn't really recognize anyone, and then I looked again, and it was Keith Urban. I was like, oh my gosh, how cool is that? I don't know, something about a country artist that you didn't even realize was going to be part of the opening ceremony singing the song.
You know, and Keith Urban does have a globalness to him. The fact that he's heavy in Australia, the fact that he's big over here.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, being married to Nicole Kidman, I think, also put him up on another platform because she's a global international star. When they got married, a lot of people know him from that.
What an honor.
There was a lot of other artists a part of it, but he was the only country artist. And it was also a surprise because remember the Olympic ceremonies are normally in person and the performances are live and it's all exciting. This was all a pre-recorded bit, you know, a piece that then aired across the TV. So the Olympics, very interesting this year, to say the least. Now, Carrie Underwood, this is so sweet. When you're friends with Carrie Underwood, what do you get as a baby present? So Mickey Guyton has a fun 5-month-old son, Grayson, and arriving at her door over the weekend was a baby piano. And when I say baby piano, it's not a Fisher-Price baby piano. This thing has a matching bench. It is shiny black. Like, you can tell those keys are probably made of ivory. Like, legit.
I told Ashley, I said, you know what, just for craps and giggles, let's Google this. Let's Google kids piano, kids grand piano, and let's even look by price. And so some of the ones that I found that are in the heftier range, about $500.
Right? I feel like it's probably some fancy type, but really, really cool. And the baby's only 5 months old, and you could just see him playing along on it. Like, super, super cool.
Sure.
So very nice to carry.
Good foundation.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a heads up on what's coming up this week, because it's just starting today. So 8 o'clock this morning, you're going to be in the running for a trip to Nashville to see Chris Lane. So this is a VIP event. Super, super cool. We talked to his management to get somebody from Orlando to get to go on this trip. And they're like, yeah, send somebody on up. So we're going to get you on this trip there to see Chris Lane again. That starts at 8 a.m. And just for qualifying, you're going to win tickets to the Orlando Science Center.
The Obi and Ashley podcast is brought to you by All American Solar, where you can harness the power of the sun to power your home or business and free yourself from ever-rising power bills.
While helping the environment, you can schedule your free estimate today by calling 386-GO-SOLAR or visiting allamericansolar.com.
Obi and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
All right, good morning, you two.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Good morning.
All right, so we're to understand we've got Jerrica representing the fine folks over in Clermont.
Yes.
Love Clermont.
Jerrica, I love that name.
Thanks. Gem in the hologram.
Now we've got Chris of Daytona.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Yeah.
Hey, hey.
All right. Okay, so Chris, say good morning to Jerrica.
Good morning, Jerrica. How are you today? Happy Monday.
Good. Happy Monday. Good morning, Chris.
Love that. All right, so here's the way the game is played. My beautiful co-host here, Ashley.
Hey.
She's got three questions for you, and the questions are not that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound and having the right answer, that's how you win this here showdown, all right?
Okay. All right.
All right, you two, let's get some buzzer sounds. Jerrica, what's going to be that sound that you make when you think you're right?
Beep.
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 Nice.
Beep.
Super simple. Make sure you're nice and loud with that. And then, Chris, right, what's going to be yours?
How about yo?
Easy enough. Let's get ready for the
O-Town Showdown. Question number one. With the Olympics going on, which sport made its debut for the first time ever in Tokyo for this Summer Olympics?
Ooh.
Yo.
Ooh, okay, Chris, you want to take a stab?
Yeah, I'm going to just say swimming.
Nope.
It is not swimming.
That one's been around quite some time.
Jerrica, you want to give it a stab?
Bobsledding. I'm sure that was. I have no idea.
No, that's all right. This one was kind of tricky unless you were following. It's actually skateboarding. Skateboarding is in the Olympics now.
Okay. Hey, I didn't even know that one, guys, so I would have missed out. Okay, so new question number one.
All right, question number one. With the Olympics going on, where are they taking place?
Yo.
Okay, Chris.
I believe Ashley just told us it was in Tokyo, Japan.
Okay,
Yes.
Nice. All right, so that's one for Chris. Jerrica, you were right behind him, but you need one to stay in the game.
All right.
All right, question number two. How many rings make up the Olympic symbol?
Yo.
Oh, Chris.
I believe it's five.
It is five.
Wow. Wow, so Jerrica, you were right there. Just Chris was on top of it. And Chris, that makes you the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Congratulations, Chris. So this is awesome. You're getting the first pair of tickets to see Mitchell Tenpenny at the Plaza October 7th, all right?
How exciting.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, Jerrica, this is our favorite part. First of all, are you okay with us saving you so this way we could play Redemption?
Of course.
Good. All right. Come on in here for this air hug.
Bring it in.
Get in there.
All right.
Jerrica, you and the people in Clermont, you guys are so amazing. And Chris, thank you again. The fine folks in Daytona. That's another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Woo.
Yay.
Good morning, y'all.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing.
And Ashley in the morning.
Every single morning, we gave you a positive story out there, or at least one that made a huge difference in the community.
Yeah, so we're going to give some love out to some officers out in Yonkers. It's not just the officers, but you may see this footage a little bit later on today or for the rest of the week, as this is probably going to go viral. This is one of those cases where you had not only the officers, but the people, the surrounding community jump in, where there was a gentleman who was wasted off of alcohol, came careening around a corner, ended up hitting a couple vehicles, but that wasn't the bad thing. There was a mom that was walking her baby.
I saw this.
And the footage is real graphic.
Horrible.
But you see the car hit the mom, hit the baby, dragged them into a storefront, which was our barber shop. And it's at this point where now we have the reliability of the cameras from the officers who were called into action to try to help this whole scenario out, along with the public. They found the mom kind of pinched in all the wreckage in the barbershop. So the community had already stepped in to help her. And then they found the baby underneath the car.
Horrible.
So the audio that I'm going to play for you right now is from the officer's footage from his chest camera.
Yeah.
And you can hear him along with his other officer buddy. So you got Rocco Fusco and Paul Samoide, and you can hear them both saying like, you know, get the vehicle, get the baby, get the baby. So somebody had to grab the baby. All the people had to try to lift the vehicle up, and this is that audio.
I got the baby.
Oh. Crazy. That's one moment where you don't mind hearing a baby cry, that's for sure. Hearing it alive after that.
Yeah, and you hear the officer go, yes, yes. Like, I mean, that's got to be such a moment where, first of all, as the officers arrive on the scene, and we always give love to our officers and our deputies out there, just like our firefighters and our paramedics, because they throw on that uniform, but they don't know what the day is going to look like. You know, mm-hmm. Like we get dressed, we know what our day is going to look like.
Yeah,
we may have a little bit of a different news story here because of the Olympics or whatever, but
right.
Their days are definitely going to look unique. And in this case, too, those officers, I can imagine a lot of times if the scenario that you come up on scene to is overwhelming. When the community steps in, man, how awesome is that when everybody comes in to help lift that car
up? Right? Isn't that they say like that adrenaline that just kicks in so bad? Like you've heard of one person being able to lift up a car themselves. So to be able to have that many people there to help and they all wanted to step in, I mean, thank goodness.
Yeah, so the mom's okay. The baby's going to be okay. She suffered a fractured skull. Nevertheless, they'll remember this for the rest of their lives, that's for sure, including the community that jumped in, including these officers. So we say this story because those officers not only deserve the praise, but the community, because that could be you. That could be me. You know, we see something like this and some people freeze, some people jump into action.
Mm-hmm.
So to those people who jumped into action, that's doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Don't forget about some of the stuff that we announced, okay? So we've got things like coming up here at 8 o'clock, all right? Orlando Science Center, we'd love to give you a four-pack. Now, that's cool, the Orlando Science Center four-pack, that's cool, but it's the Chris Lane trip to Nashville that we'd love to send you on, okay? So that's going to be part of that at 8 o'clock this morning.
So over the weekend, I don't know if you caught any of the Olympics or not. I didn't sit around and, like, watch it on purpose. But what's interesting is when the Olympics, which are normally, if they're not America, right, they're normally in a different time zone. So we have to watch them in prime time. NBC airs them, the sports when they want us to watch it. And so I think the gymnastics, basketball, stuff like that, those have been kind of some that have been let people down a little bit. Men's basketball lost, and then the U.S. gymnastics got kind of a rough start. Simone Biles, she's supposed to be the GOAT. She's supposed to be the one, like, winning, right? And she's incredible, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But her opening gymnastics show, like, she stepped out of bounds on two different skills, whatever. And they're just saying how different this year's Olympics is because, obviously, COVID had to postpone it from last year. So all of these athletes, you know, you sit there and you watch it. And there are some sob stories when it comes to how hard they've worked and why would they not want the Olympics to happen because they've worked this hard. So to cancel it would have been a big bummer. However, then they talk about like how none of the families can be there, how the athletes have to jack themselves up. They have to pump themselves up because there's no crowd. So I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, I feel for the athletes because they worked their entire lives for this.
It is a unique Olympics this time around. You know, as we were watching, so I watched last night. I haven't been keeping up with any of it. I watched the opening ceremony, so this way we could talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
Which I know a lot of people are crapping on the opening ceremonies. I am still impressed, though, that we have the capabilities to do with drones, what we can do with drones.
Oh, that was cool.
There was a drone show that they did up in the sky.
1,800 of them.
Oh, my God.
That was like, cool. If you didn't see that, I would say at least go back and watch that.
Well, here's what scares me a little bit. If you can get 1,800 drones to do that, man, what's to stop those things from, like, attacking a country or something? Like, holy.
Let's not put that out there in the world, Obi.
I'm just saying. Okay, so let's talk about the fact that the United States is in second place. If you're somebody who's just like, okay, I just want to know where we sit. Where do we sit? So we're in second place with 10 medals. Who's above us with one more medal is China. So that's all you really need to know. I mean, of course, we won in fencing. We won a gold in shooting. We won a gold in skateboarding. Taekwondo, actually a bronze. Hey, how did we win a bronze in skateboarding? Shouldn't we have that down pack?
I don't know. Like, who's skateboarding more than Americans? I don't know. But what is interesting is all of the watch parties and stuff, because the families can't be over there, they kept showing like different families, and it is pretty cool. There's so many families from Florida. Some chick won last night. I don't even know what sport it was because I was just thrown off. I still couldn't tell you what it was she did because I just saw where she was from, Largo, Florida, which is basically my neighboring town where I grew up. And I'm like, I posted on Instagram, like, friends back home. Does anybody know this girl? And I don't even know what it was she played. But then there was another thing where the U.S. won their first gold medal ever in fencing. And this chick and her husband built a fencing kind of practice room in their basement over the last year to keep practicing.
Yeah, you know, you said something earlier when you said the fact that they're over there in Tokyo doing all this. They're doing it without the crowd. They're doing it without their families supporting them. And think about somebody's parents who, you know, built a basement so this way they could have all that done. You know,
right?
the parents who invested all the time taking
the
them
sacrifice.
To practice. So we're glad that it's at least taking place. I know that you had mentioned earlier that why wouldn't they just, like, cancel it? And I know millions and millions of dollars went into dressing Tokyo up.
Oh, well, you know what's so weird is when you watch it, it still has Tokyo 2020 signs all over the place because they didn't redo the lettering to say 2021 because everything they had already spent money on is there. And so, yeah, it's hard to say why don't you cancel it, but I think it's easy to think that when you're sitting there watching the news and they just go and it's sob story after sob story about how family couldn't be there. And you're like, okay, let's ask the families if they would rather have it canceled. Otherwise, you're just putting, like, negativity out there of whether it should be canceled or not. It's just, you know, and Obi, you said earlier, all those businesses in Tokyo that at one point probably thought COVID would be over and would be making money now.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot that, you know, is not happening right now that they thought would be.
Yeah, so we'll keep you up to date right now. Again, that score, we're up 10 medals to China's 11, and we'll keep you up to date because 10 of those Olympians are from right here, Central Florida.
K-92-3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Ryan, it's good to be talking to you. You said you're calling us from downtown. Where did you go on your date?
Hey guys, how's it going? Yeah, so I took this girl, Lisa, out on a date. We went to that vibey bar guest house off of Mills, and I haven't heard from her since. She hasn't responded to my phone calls or my text messages. I don't understand why girls think it's okay nowadays to just, like, not, you know, hit you back or respond, even if they're not interested. But so I'm just trying to figure out what happened, what went wrong, because I thought the date went really great.
Okay, wait, Ryan, so you said you went to the guest house.
Yeah, the guest house right off the Mills. Yeah, that cool little cocktail bar.
Right.
Great spot.
Had she been there before? Like, was that her recommendation? How did that come about?
It was actually, I've been there before, and I thought it was a great spot, so I decided to take her there. She had never been.
Okay.
It's the first time.
Okay, and then you said that that's it. She just now isn't answering any of her text messages. I will say this. That seems to be the way that people just kind of let people go.
Yeah.
So you may just need to be prepared for her not being interested, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I would just like to know either way, you know?
Mom. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Lisa?
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. My name's Obi. That's Ashley.
Hey, Lisa.
So there's two of us on the line right now. We both work for the big station here in town, K92.3. We do a morning radio show.
Lisa? Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're calling you on behalf of a guy that you went on a date with, and we would love to pair you two back up together.
Is this a joke?
No. Promise, it is absolutely not a joke. Ryan emailed us, Lisa, after going on a date with you.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Wait, who are you again?
Okay, so we're a morning radio show. It's Obi and Ashley. Ryan thinks that you're not getting back to his messages, and we're trying to get you two back together again.
This is weird. I'm not calling that guy back.
Well, yeah.
I don't know
and
why
that's,
you're calling me.
Well, and that's why he reached out to us, so this way we can kind of pair you two back together again.
Oh, what did he tell you?
You went to a groovy bar and that's
groovy
it.
Groovy bar.
I don't know. That's what he said, right? Oh, he said vibey. Vibey
bar. I have been there. It's cool. Did you, like, not like the bar? Was he disrespectful? Is there something that happened?
It was a great bar. Unfortunately, he's an alcoholic.
Oh, what?
Oh, wow.
I'm not calling that dude back. Sorry.
What do you mean by alcoholic, though? That's, like, a really strong term.
He had, like, 6 drinks in a span of, like, an hour and a half.
Wow.
You know, a first date, you get an impression.
Totally.
I'm not interested. Yeah. I'm not a big drinker.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Lisa, this is Ryan.
Oh.
You're gonna have the audacity to...
Yes, he's there.
What is this?
How can you get...
Hold on. Well, Ryan, we were supposed to introduce you, but yeah, Lisa, that is Ryan, and he just had a chance to hear everything you said. But this is good.
How can you get on the air and call me?
I don't know if this is good. Like, I didn't need to talk to him again, okay? I didn't ask to talk to him again.
Well, we're just
there's a reason
we're just,
I'm not taking his calls.
First of all, guys, I'm not an alcoholic. Lisa ordered...
I don't even know this guy.
Are you kidding me? You're the one who ordered all 4 of those drinks and kept switching drinks because you didn't like them. So I drank them, and I'm the one who's paying for it. So
wait, what?
Yeah. So basically, you know, the cocktail menu had a ton of different drinks, and Lisa couldn't figure out what drink she wanted, and she would just order a drink, have a sip, and say, oh, I don't like it, and then order another drink and take a sip and didn't like it. It took her like 4 to 5 drinks. I wasn't going to let it go to waste, and I was paying the check anyway, so I drank it. But I'm definitely not an alcoholic.
I mean, you seemed like an alcoholic, even if you paid for those drinks. That's just disgusting to drink that many drinks in such a short period of time.
Are you kidding me? You're the one who is so picky and super high maintenance. You couldn't even pick one drink to enjoy. You had to keep ordering drink after drink because you couldn't find one.
Okay, wait. To Lisa's defense, when you go to a craft cocktail bar... I mean, you do never really know what you're going to get.
Yeah, but if they're $13 a drink, $14 a drink.
I offered to pay for my drinks. I wasn't expecting him to down them all, but as soon as he drank them, I was like, okay, he can pay for them.
Oh, alcoholic. Man.
Damn, I think Ryan and I could have been best friends in the past.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
come
sure.
on, guys.
There is no second
no,
date.
If someone's going to call me alcoholic on the radio, no, I'm good.
All right. We tried to help,
no
guys.
No worries.
Home of Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Hey again, it's Obi and Ashley here, thanking you for taking your time to listen to the podcast. Now, you know that we've got an unfiltered version of the podcast, too, where we go a little bit deeper. There's no FCC rules there or anything like that.
And again, you can listen really anywhere you go. So whether you're going to the gym, walking the dog, maybe you're going out on the boat for the day.
Yeah, those are good places. Don't listen to us, though, if you're in church.
Yeah, probably
or
not.
You're going through your counseling session to make things right with your wife.
Not a good idea.
All right, Ashley, where can they catch you?
Ashley Stegbauer.
And you can find me at Obi Diaz or at Obi the Great. All right, y'all, to the future.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.